Well, there's not a lot to say about this one. We put ourselves in position a couple of times to win the game, and we didn't get it done. We gave up an awful lot of yards rushing, and we had trouble running the ball ourselves, obviously. We did make some plays, you know, as we came down through the second half, but too little, not enough. You know, the decisions as we went in, we were in field goal range. And when we got the offensive pass interference, which, you know, really put it all the way back to about the very, very limit of where we could try. And then, of course, the clock became a factor, and I couldn't afford to take a chance on the clock running out before we were able to spike the ball. So we went for the long field goal, and just a little bit too long. We played hard. It was a tough ball game on both sides. I really did believe we would do some damage on kickoff return, and we did. We got ourselves great field position, and you would have thought with that kind of field position we would have had more points. Give them credit defensively for the job they did. Again, we gave ourselves a chance to win. We didn't win it, and it's very difficult. I feel very badly for the guys, the players in that locker room. They did work extremely hard and played hard. It wasn't always smart, but we played hard. And, you know, we did have some holding penalties that hurt us in the first half particularly. And we'll have to look at that. Questions? Well, I think for both teams, for our drive, the one drive that was a real good, well-balanced drive, we were able to run it, and the run and the pass, and then we were able to hit the big play there for the touchdown. They ran the ball well, and they did a good job of keeping the quarterback out of those real difficult situations. And when he was in those situations, he ran the ball instead of throwing it. And here's a team that had 12 turnovers, and we didn't get one. And quite frankly, we were counting on that. We're counting on some field position by virtue of turnover, so you give them credit for that as well. But the combination of running the ball for as much yardage as they did and the quarterback sensing on occasion the coverage and running, or sensing the lack of contain and run and running outside and picking up valuable yardage. So I think the combination of the run for them, our run, we had one good drive with the run, but after that it was mostly pass.
On the offensive pass interference, is that a difficult decision for a receiver to make as far as how aggressive to be, as far as trying to make sure the defensive back doesn't intercept the ball? Is that a tough play for him?
Well, it is, but his mind is all in going up and getting the ball. You know, I don't know what his thought process was. He's trying to make a play. The defender was in very good position. You know, I was worried when I saw the flag come out how that was going to be called, you know, because of the contact that was made and who initiated it. So it is a tough call. It's a tough situation. He's got to go make a play on the ball anyway. If the ball is in position, he'd have to knock it away, you know. Well, there was a number of things. We had options on either side of the field, and the quarter, Eli decided to take the X receiver, and you know, it didn't work out. But that wasn't the only option.
Did you consider just running to set up the field goal, or were you too
long? No, we were in field goal range at one time, and the thought of running and then clocking the ball was a definite thought, and we were, quite frankly, that was what we were doing on the next snap, but we never got to that. It's always a woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know. When you do run like that, there is, you know, you're going to waste downs, and then you're going to have the thought of probably ending up kicking it right from that spot, which would have been obviously much better than it was back at making it a 54-yarder. The thing that's difficult there is obvious. We had to take the timeouts at the other end of the field, and so we We marched with no timeouts and did a decent job of that and tried to continue to move it closer so that the field goal was a very makeable one. Lawrence has done an outstanding job this year. And so we tried to what we thought were safe calls, and the pass interference was one of those things that you just, when you saw it happen, you know, you just shake your head because you're right back where you started from.
Did you not think you could get another play in?
No, not and clock the ball, not the way that was going. You'd have to throw it out of bounds, and I don't know why they would let you do that. So I was worried that, that we would make some kind of play in bounds and then not be able to – not have enough time to clock it.
After Lawrence missed the first 54-yard try, did that change your thinking at all with how much time you had left?
It was less time. That reinforced it. You know, this is our only avenue right now. I thought they'd run it against us tonight. I had a very good, very strong idea that they would. We shut it down for a long time. Then they started, the cutback runs were just, I have to look at this. I can't imagine all the yards was made on the, on missed tackles and cutback runs and that kind of thing. Yeah, great concerns. I mean, I don't know what it is about that spot, but we certainly are having a difficult time, being able to stay together and stay whole. Give credit to the guys that fought their way through it tonight. Sorry that Kenny went down, and hopefully we'll find out that it's something that he can come back relatively soon from, but I don't know that for a fact yet. It had been a very productive play. It had been very productive. He obviously got behind him and made the big play down the field in the previous drive, and he was getting himself in position and being either fouled or catching the ball. So I don't question that part of it. The only thing I can say is that the pass interference was the worst thing that could have happened there. If it's incomplete, we're still okay because of where the ball was. The worst thing that could happen was that, and it did happen. You feel like you can control every aspect of every game. Some of these things by play call, there's a variety of things that can happen there. Whether or not the front side options were taken away, I can't tell you that right now because I haven't seen the tape. But I do know that the rush was strong, that the quarterback was delivering the ball on time because he had to, basically, and he chose to go that way, and here we sit.
Looking at an 0-2 start in a division, how daunting of a hole is that?
Yeah, we got a few more games in the division. We would have liked to come out of here with a win. We talked about the divisional loss, the divisional win, and